Misunderstandings that cause us pain.
Is clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Recite salat upon me wherever you are, as your salat reaches me." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Money Channel, welcome back to our program, Misunderstandings. In our previous episode, we were talking about cleanliness. And I was just reading this hadith that I just mentioned to you. And one of the virtues of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that it cleanses your inside. It cleanses your heart. And many of us, we are very observant of our surroundings, but we are very neglectful of our inside, the state of our heart. We sometimes clean perhaps the whole house, but we fail to clean the inside and our heart. And reciting Salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such a blessing which cleanses you from the inside. And when you're clean from the inside, it shows up on the outside as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our inner state and our outer state. We were discussing with our guest Abdul Hanan bhai, mashallah. He's here again, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Abdul Hanan, we were discussing in our previous episode regarding cleanliness, and an individual should be clean and tidy, and it should look after the house and its surroundings. You know, this reminds me of, you know, the shurut of salah, the conditions of salah before you stand for salah. In tahara, subhanallah, your body is pure from any najasa, any impurity which is considered impure in the sharia, and your clothes. And the place on which you are praying. And subhanAllah, you know, it is something which is found in our deen. Cleaning your house, cleaning your place of where you're praying, and cleaning yourself. So let's elaborate on this. Keeping your body, clothes, and house clean, and the place of work.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, it's a very important topic. And we covered a lot of it in the previous episode also. And you know, even that you started off with the narration of Durood-e-Pak, sending peace and blessings, Salat upon the Prophet
sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
and being the cleanliness of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at our deen, it's teaching us the cleanliness of the body, the place, the clothes, and even to the extent the inner side,
inner state
of ourselves. So the heart is what, because the heart also, you can say, gets rusted or also goes into a state due to sins, due to bad actions. It hardens the heart. And when a person goes into this state, the heart becomes hard. Then, to be honest with you, the outer state of things being clean around him, he doesn't feel that. Why? Because his heart's gone so hard. You know, if you look at someone who's a murderer, right? Or someone who's involved in such crime, right? When his heart has become hard, he doesn't look at what his surrounding is. He doesn't care about his surrounding. It's like someone who's addicted to drugs, right? And this is the state, it affects the inner state first. It hardens the heart. When the heart becomes hardened, then what's around him, he doesn't look at it. He doesn't have any concern regarding it. So, alhamdulillah, our beautiful deen teaches us about having the heart clean at all times as well. By reciting Salatul Nabi, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, this will be a means of the heart being clean. When the heart becomes clean, then inshallah, our surroundings will start to come clean. Our body, place, work, clothes, all this inshallah. And in actual fact, you know, heart needs to be clean to have the surrounding.
Mm.
You will never find that someone who has a very, you can say his state of heart is in such a way that his heart becomes solid.
Mm.
And he's keeping everything organized. Mm. He's keeping everything clean. It doesn't happen like that. It starts from the heart and it had the effect of it from the outside. So alhamdulillah, it's important that we first of all work on this side of cleanliness, the state of the heart. And then talk about, work on how to keep the heart clean and through the zikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through showing respect to many other actions which will be able to cleanse the heart or even bring tranquility in the heart, bring in gentle. And again, a lot of it is keeping yourself away from sins. When a person is away from sins, you'll find that the heart will stay clean. And also repentance is a way of cleaning the heart. So all these things, obviously it's not our topic, but we were talking about cleanliness, and if you look at it, it starts from that state.
Mm.
So alhamdulillah, to keep the heart clean, you need that company, you need that environment, you need that surrounding, which will have an effect on your heart. And you will find the effect of the thing which affect the heart is the deen of Islam, the recitation of the Quran, the shedding of tears, the remembrance of Allah, the remembrance of His beloved Prophet
sallallahu
alaihi wasallam, the lives and the example of the Sahaba and the Awliya. This will soften the heart. This will cleanse the heart. When you hear about the stories and how they lived and how their lives are an example for us and so unique, you cannot even imagine that how they live their lives.
Doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance and reciting salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. It is seen that the one who does these two things in abundance, a fragrance emanates from his body.
Mm.
And so, yes, it's the cleanliness of the heart as well, but it's literally, bringing fragrance from your body as well.
Yeah.
And you will find people who recite salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, that yes, this is very, very true. But unfortunately, sometimes we are so, in our modern times, we become so materialistic that it is just, if I see it, I believe it. Otherwise, I'm not going there. And so, but we miss out on these spiritual things. Mm-hmm. We miss out on the reality. We miss out on the haqiqah, which we are mentioning, that the actual reality, my dear viewers, is the cleanliness of the heart. And that is what is going to help us on the Day of Judgment. The qalb salim will take us to paradise with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, this...
And you will always find, Mahadbhai, that the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they had such clean hearts, you will find their surroundings to be clean. Right? You'll find the people around them to be clean. And it's the people who are just in the company of someone who has a clean heart, you see the state. Alhamdulillah, we see this in our time today, that the company of our Shaykh, Amir al-Sunnah, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Dhamad Barakatullah, his sohbah, his company, is a means of purification of the heart. If you look at Dawud Islami as a whole, because he's the founder, he's the one who has done all this work. You look at those people who were criminals, who were involved in crime, who were involved in sin, who were involved in murder, you name it. Alhamdulillah, when they sit in the company of this great personality, their hearts change. And these people are now those who are giving us these lessons about cleanliness, about how to keep the heart clean, about how to respect the parents, about how to have love and devotion for each other, and how all these things are being taught. Why? Because the company of this great man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
These spiritual things, spiritual cleanliness, is something which is missing out and is causing a lot of problems. And we mentioned Amir al-Sunnah, and someone may think, why do you keep mentioning Amir al-Sunnah? Because he's a scholar. And the scholars are the inheritors of the Prophet. And one of the purpose of the Prophet being sent to this world is tazkiyah. That he purifies, it's mentioned in the Quran, that the Prophet purifies them. The Prophet he's cleaning the inside. And we see this in the Sahaba, how Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he is going to assassinate the Prophet, and he listens to the Quran. The revelation which was revealed upon the heart of the Prophet ﷺ, and he listens to the ayat, that's it, it's sufficient for him.
SubhanAllah. You know, if you look at some of these people when they, before they embraced Islam, and you look at their lives, because it was a time of great arrogance, or it's such a time where people didn't have no respect, no love, no care, no concern. People were burying their daughters alive.
Right?
People were living such a life that there was no asool, there was no rule. They did it, they lived their lives the any way and however they wanted. And the Prophet came and brought this perfection to the lives of the Sahaba, the lives of these great companions, and changed them. This is, you know, for the viewers of Madni Channel, that, you know, we are talking about making ourselves better. And this, why? Because the deen of Islam is teaching us this. Our deen is teaching us to improve ourselves, to better ourselves. Whether you are a child or whether you are parents, we all need to improve ourselves. And inshallah, through hearing these sort of incidents, these stories of the Prophet ﷺ, stories of the Sahaba, the awliya, this will purify ourselves. And inshallah, you will see that when we will start to follow the ways of these great personalities, our lives will be totally different. You know, we won't have these issues which we are having in our society today, these misunderstandings which is corrupting amongst us. Right? We won't have this when we will truly follow the teaching of the deen. And inshallah, all these misunderstandings, these will go away. It's holding on to the truth. And inshallah, this holding the truth in this way, inshallah, this will strengthen us, inshallah.
Inshallah. My dear viewers, Madni Channel, again, as you mentioned, we are looking at misunderstandings between people, misunderstandings in the household, cleanliness and all of this. But again, we should look at our inside as well. And ensure that, you know, our hearts are purified, and or we are purifying them on a regular basis. And alhamdulillah, you know, being in the company of the pious, because this is something of the Hanami which has been passed down from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's something which the Sahaba alayhi muridwan, like Sayyidina Uthman ibn radiallahu ta'ala, and he was one sitting, and we've heard this, that a man who had looked at haram, he entered upon the gathering of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he says, what is the state of those people who commit zina with their eyes? He was shocked, and he says, is this a revelation but after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he said, no, this is the firasa of the mu'min, this is the foresight, penetrating foresight of a believer. By which I've, so it's passed down and through the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who see with the light of Allah, so adopting their company. And sometimes we can't find this company, then we should read the books.
Mahabbay, it made me think that why this has been a change for many people, and even especially looking at my own life, that how this change, you know, I was looking at my life that, as you were speaking, we're talking about just before I came into the environment of Dawah Islam. My behavior, my attitude, my ways, and how we would take things, or even those things just in the household. You know, I didn't have this mindset, but alhamdulillah, the company of these and the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the environment of Dawah Islam. Even that, a lot of the time, this wasn't taught. I wasn't told, do this. When you go home, do this. You know, when the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi entered the heart, or when the love for the Sahaba, the Ahli Bain, when you started to focus upon the lives of the pious people, this automatically came. Sometimes I sit and think, how did I get a mindset to do this? Or how did I get a mindset to involve myself in such actions which will bring peace, or which will bring love, or which will connect the family together? And you know, behind it, it's strange, because it came by the mahol. It came like you were talking about the spiritual means. A lot of things just come into your mind which you don't think, where did it come from? I've never seen a clip on it. Never read anything from a book regarding this matter. Because if you look at the things which are around us today, a lot different to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? These things weren't happening in the time, or these surroundings weren't in the same way. Yet, we are still the love. When you focus on the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it opens up your heart in such a way that you are able to understand things, how to deal with things in our time, and how to, and then little points. You know, you said in the last slide that I sat with you and you asked me a question, and the focus, this focus I've never read in a book about cleaning the windows or never seen a clip on it that this is something which a person should do at home.
Mm.
When the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this environment of Dawat Islami I adopted, these things started to come automatically.
Mm-hmm.
To the extent that there was a time, Mahadbhai, at night, you know, when the whole family would go to sleep, I would come downstairs and I'd see if there's any dishes which need washing.
Mm.
In the middle of the night, right, you come down and, you know, what brought this to my mind, I don't know.
Mm.
Right? But it's that spiritual connection. Come in the middle of the night and wash the dishes and then go back to bed. So this feeling was created through Dawat Islami. Because if you look at the life before that, it wasn't in my life.
Mm.
I didn't have this as part of my life to do these things.
Super.
You know, and there was, and at times, I know, mother used to ask, that who washed the dishes?
Mm.
I just remained quiet. I wouldn't even say that it was me, right? So it wasn't like a boast of it,
mm.
I did it, or to make another brother look down or sister look down. It was just, I can't explain.
Mm.
It naturally came that I would do things like that. And many other things, I started to involve myself. And you know, when especially hearing the hadith of Rasulullah about being cleansing, about being half of your iman.
Mm.
Mahadbhai, if I was to start on the thing which we can keep clean and how we can work on cleaning and, you know, not just within the house, you know, if I was to just talk about within the house itself,
mm.
I'll give you 101 things, right? This, you know, you get the youth today, they say, look, of course, there's nothing to do at home.
Mm.
If they sat with me, I would tell them 101 things they can do within their homes, right? You know, just, we don't see that vision of it,
mm.
right? But I know once you start looking, and this will just be a starting of point. These 101 things will be a start of point. Once they start doing these, a few of these things, 100 more things will come into their minds.
Lovely.
And this is just within the four walls of your house.
Mm.
If you just to step a bit out,
mm.
your doorstep of your house, right, the mat which is outside,
mm.
then your driveway,
mm.
right, the car which are parked outside the house, right,
or the bins,
right, and then you got the garden on the other side.
Mm.
You're thinking what we're discussing, right? But these are things, alhamdulillah, these are the things which will move away these misunderstandings.
My dear viewers, just like to mention it, you know, when we sit with Abdul Hanan Bhai, we really think, you know, the first time I spoke to him, I thought, you know, I've been living in the jungle. But, you know, you mentioned that this mindset or this thing was in place in your heart from the surroundings of Dawat Islami, the environment of Dawat Islami. Is that exactly where you got it from? Or how did you make this mind?
Shala, you know, love makes you do so much unique things.
Mm.
And if a person has love for the best of mankind, Rasulullah, he has love for his creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this love builds. I'm not saying I have that love the way it should be, because we will never have that real love. The Sahaba had that.
Right?
If we were to gain a drop of that ocean of the love of the Sahaba, that will probably make us human. Right? If you look at generally life of someone who, even if someone falls in love with someone, right, how his life becomes.
Mm.
Right, he will be able to give up all his crimes and all his bad habits and all his ways, or he or she, whoever, they will give up everything
mm.
to attain that love.
Mm.
Whether it's for a person, whether it's for an item or anything,
mm.
anything, you know, you see people through love for anything. Sometimes, you know, you see through love for a pet,
mm.
a pet, or whether it's a dog or a cat or something like this. What do people go? They go out of the way.
Mm.
Right? The earning is, you know, people are already struggling and they're having hard times. Yet they are buying food and they're putting it in a plate and they're feeding that kitten, they're feeding that cat, they're feeding that dog. What is making them do all this? This is love.
Nothing.
Right? Mm. They, you know, it wasn't something which was forced upon them. No one is forced to keep a pet.
Hmm.
No one is forced to look after their pets. Right? What's this connection? This is the connection of love.
Subhanallah.
The connection, you know, they will tidy the dog, they will clean it, they will wash it, they'll do everything, and they will, even after the mess you will make, they will tidy that up as well. So this is just an example and understanding what love makes a person do.
Mm.
So when the person will have this love for the deen, these things will automatically come.
You know, parents sometimes complain about their children. But you know, again, if you give them the love of Allah and His Messenger, when you give them the love of the deen, then for them, the hadith of the Prophet would be enough. And the virtues that are mentioned regarding the parents in the hadith, then they can't reject that. And they will naturally come and they will serve you, because they know, my Prophet Allah has commanded me in the Quran, so I must do it. And so I think parents, you know, from the beginning, should really give this love. There's a piece of poetry which is mentioned. Mumin as ishkas wa ishkast muminas. Ishkarana mumkin ma mumkinast. That wherever the
first, explain which language this is. Maybe the viewers of Madni Chala don't know what
this is. Persian, this is Farsi. He says that wherever the believer is, there is love.
Subhanallah.
And wherever there is love, the believer is there.
Subhanallah.
And he says, Ishkarana mumkin ma mumkinast. He says, wherever the world thinks this is impossible, this can't be done, the believer and his love, it makes it happen. Ishkarana mumkin, ma mumkin. It makes it mumkin, it makes it happen.
So now you see we've come on the same page. And the reason why we are on the same page, we are in the same environment.
Alhamdulillah.
Now, Islami, alhamdulillah, has given us this sort of thinking and this mindset. So it's not just with me, this is with thousands of other brothers and sisters throughout the world, alhamdulillah. So adopting this environment is important.
Mm-hmm.
Inshallah, you'll see a lot of our misunderstandings of our problems will be just removed through this. And with time, inshallah, then for the views of Bandha Channel, I would say that keep yourself connected. I tell you, this, the uniqueness of this environment is such that alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla is purifying the hearts of millions of people throughout the world, inshallah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll be talking about you said some of the household tasks which we can start from. You know, there's certain places in the house, Mahad Bhai, which I think really need to have a concentration of being clean.
Mm.
Places where we need to have extra cleanliness.
Mm.
Because if you don't, then it falls into such a state that you don't want to enter into that room, or no one else wants to enter into the room. It's anywhere you can say that anywhere which has a foul smell, or anywhere which has a bad, or anything which looks very nasty or dirty, it automatically you don't want to connect yourself.
Mm.
So when you would remove dirt from them sort of places, for example, kitchen, bathroom, so you know, the first thing we can start off the task of the home, at least we can start off from our own bodies, keeping your own body clean. Right, body, clothes, because these are things which are more closer towards us. Sad thing is, you know, I've seen so many people today, and you'll find this within the youth, you'll find this sometimes with the elders as well, that they fail to keep their body clean. And you know, sometimes these sort of people, when they were entering into the masjid, what happens is, the entrance into the masjid makes other people not want to sit with them because there's such a bad smell coming off.
I think, you know, the first, you can say the smell is, you know, from the body and also from the mouth.
Yes.
You know, in Islam, we've been taught to do the miswak and, you know, keep our teeth clean. And the Prophet has mentioned that the last thing he did before his apparent departure from this world was the siwak. Subhanallah.
May Allah bless our Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Sahib, Damat Abakatullah. He has given us such a mindset that even now, if I was to say that, alhamdulillah, with the blessings of the Shaykh, I have a muswak in my pocket now,
alhamdulillah.
So this, and alhamdulillah, and I made the use of it. So alhamdulillah, we are given this tarbiyat, this mindset of using and keeping our teeth clean. So you're right, because as well as the body, the mouth needs to be cleaned. So alhamdulillah, one brushes his teeth. Sadly, people don't even know how to brush. They'll put the toothpaste, they'll squeeze it on, and halfway it's falling off, and it's gone in the sink. And you know, we can talk later on about cleaning, keeping the bathroom clean, right? But you know, this is where the mess is made. So when that toothpaste falls onto the sink, what you do is you just You just open the tap and try to wash it. Bits still, they're still, they are in the sink itself.
And it makes a stain over there.
It makes a stain. And, you know, this is the way normally people are involved in. You know, you don't even know how to put the toothpaste under the toothbrush. Right? Never mind how to brush our teeth.
Allah.
And then when people brush their teeth, they don't even know how to brush their teeth. Alhamdulillah, they, you know, even the using of the maswak, even people don't know even how to use the maswak. And this is very important that we learn. You know, sometimes when you go to the dentist, what do the dentist say? Oh, you need to clean your teeth. You think, oh, what should I'm doing it every day. The problem is, we are not doing it right.
Properly.
Right? And you're out. Right? 1 minute, or not even a minute, you can say 30 seconds, and you think you've brushed your teeth.
Mm.
And this again, you need to give time to this.
Mm.
You know, when you say, oh, there's so much to do, these are things which you normally complain about, so much to do, how are we going to do? But these are certain things which we need extra time upon, right? Keeping the body clean, your mouth clean, and if you're not, then think about it. Would you want to go out in a company of people when no one wants to sit next to you? Why? Because of the bad smell. Or even they are sitting next to you, they're still feeling uncomfortable. Right? Because the foul smells coming from your mouth. Or whether you're in the house of Allah, in the masjid, you're going like this, it's very bad.
It's not even allowed to enter the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Foul smell is...
So learn how to clean the tree. Take your time with it. You know, brush rightly. Use the miswak more often. And even it's from the sunnah to, when doing wudu, to use the miswak during wudu. And also after eating, right? A lot of the times this is where... You know, people will brush their teeth in the morning, or they brush their teeth at night. These are the two common times. Actually, the night is probably dropped out now. I think a lot of people just brush their teeth.
Really?
Yes. I feel that people don't brush their teeth at night. And because of these stains and all these things that remain on the teeth. Or in the morning, the smell becomes so bad. But, you know, even before going to sleep, brushing your teeth or using the miswak, this should be done more commonly. But also during the day. Especially after eating, it's necessary the use of miswak. Then moving on to, before I even go on to the body, sad thing is we don't even know how to clean our hands. Right? This is the reality. I remember Nigrani Shura Haji Imran Attari, Sahab Damat Abukatimul Aliya, he once explained this to us, that how the hands need to be washed.
Allah.
Right? You know, like after food, you'll get stains within the nails, within the fingers and everything, right? And you know, when you just put the hand under the tap, right, and then wash it. Okay, say we even use the soap. How do we use the soap? Oh, you have the nowadays, you know, the
pressing.
The pressing ones, you just put it. And half of that goes down the drain.
Yeah.
Without even being used.
So wasting as well.
Yes, so when you use the soap, at least give it a good scrub. At least rub your hands properly with the soap, within the fingers. Spend a bit of time doing that. Right? Once you've achieved that, once you're really rubbed down in it, then wash it. We put the soap and you put it under the tap straight away when we're doing this. So half the soap is gone. Right? So one thing, you're wasting the soap. Right? And the second is, just like you were wasting the toothpaste, now we're wasting the soap.
So we tried to clean, but we've caused a mess.
Right? So, and you know, this is how, you know, things are. Starting washing the hands properly, you know, removing the stains, this is necessary. This is important that we involve ourselves in learning how to do this.
Just would like to point out to my dear viewers on Money Channel that when they are washing their hands like this, to turn the tap off. So and once you're washing it, if the tap is running, you're wasting all that water as well. So would you say that is a good recommendation as well?
Yes.
That when you're cleaning your hands with the soap, just make sure the tap is also off.
So inshallah, I think this is just a starting.
This is just a start. We'll take this on further in our next episode, inshallah. The time of our episode is coming to an end, and inshallah we'll discuss this further in our next episode. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to take these things on board, clean our hearts and our inside, and also clean our outward as well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.